Hello,
Yes.
good evening. Yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Come on.
Oh, great, sir. Well, my first question to you would be is, we would like to go ahead and know is, are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sir. Would you say you're very interested, someone interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Yeah, I'm very interested in it.
Would you say very or? Oh, okay, sir. Would you say very interested, someone interested, a little, or not interested at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very interested.
Okay. And moving on, sir, we would like to know, how would you define your racial classification? Would you consider yourself to be African-American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
I'm a black man.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little, or not at all satisfied.
With the school buildings?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. The condition of New Orleans. Yes.
I haven't been inside in the school buildings lately. I mean, but what I can see from the outside, they look pretty decent.
Okay, then. Well, yes, that's what I'm asking, sir. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little, or not at all satisfied?
Just somewhat satisfied.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
No, very important.
Okay.
Education.
No problem, sir. Well, when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
Some confidence.
Okay, and if the New Orleans public school had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for it? Probably vote for it? Probably
I would.
Yes, sir. I was asking, would you definitely vote for it? Probably vote
yeah,
for
I
it?
I would. I would.
Oh.
I would
oh,
definitely vote for it.
Definitely vote for it. Okay, and I'm going to read to you two statements. I just want you to tell me which one best reflects your views. For example, the first one says, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Which one do you side with more, sir, the first or the second?
The first.
The first. Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. I just want you to tell me if you would be influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. For example, the following does say, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Does that make you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly influenced.
What about this one, sir? Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Does that make you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little influenced, or not at all influenced?
Would you repeat that again?
Sure. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Does that make you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little influenced, or not at all influenced?
I'll say somewhat.
Okay. And moving on, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, would that be strongly influenced for you, somewhat influenced, a little influenced, or not at all influenced?
A little influenced.
Okay, strongly influenced. What about this one, sir? Learning that it is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes, does that make you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little influenced, or not at all
it
influenced?
It would not increase the property taxes? Strongly.
Okay. Okay, what about this one, sir? Learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent, would that make you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little influenced, or not at all influenced?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about this one? Learning that money is allocated to even public schools in the city, would that make you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little influenced, or not a lot influenced?
Somewhat.
Okay, learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage, would that make you feel strongly, somewhat, influenced a little, or not at all influencer?
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you so far for your responses. Moving on quickly, sir. Well, now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for it? Probably vote for it? Probably vote against it?
I would definitely vote for it.
Oh, okay, sir. All right. And as we conclude the survey, sir, I'm just moving to some statistical questions. Are you or anybody in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school or a teacher of
No.
a New Orleans public school?
No.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
You're not affiliated with New Orleans public school?
No.
Okay. No problem. Tell me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or over 61 years?
Over 60.
Okay, thank you for your responses. Just tell me when you hear the last grade you completed in education. Have some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school?
None above.
No problem, sir. Thank you for your responses. And do you own or rent your home?
I like rent.
Okay. Well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for all your answers. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.